Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross, I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. With me today is Master Gardener Joan Krall, and we'll be discussing the South Beach Demonstration Garden. Welcome back to the show, Joan.
Thanks, it's great to be back again. I'm looking forward to getting in the garden and starting to dig in the dirt.
And you're the co-lead of the South Beach Demonstration Garden, yeah?
Yes, I am, along with Steve Vogel. So I'll give you a little background on the demo garden to start with. The demo garden at the South Beach OCC campus was installed in 2010. So we're starting our 16th year there this year, so that's pretty exciting. I've only been there about 6 years now. There were others before me that did a wonderful job. The garden has many features, such as a small greenhouse and a compost bin system. Three somewhat permanent pollinator attractor raised beds. These beds are planned to provide continuous food and shelter to all sorts of pollinators, including, of course, bees, butterflies, moths, beetles, and hummingbirds. One bed is planted with plants that will bloom late winter into early spring to provide food to the early pollinators, such as our native bumblebees. The second bed is planted with plants that flower in early and midsummer, which attract a wide variety of pollinators. The third bed is planted for late summer to fall flowers, such as goldenrod. All of these beds help provide places for the insects to overwinter and raise their young as well. We also have a wonderful rock garden, a tall covered cloche for growing things like tomatoes, and this year, tomatillos, and some food grapes growing on a trellis. In addition, we have five raised beds that are 4x8 that are used to grow produce for the food share. Of course, we cannot forget flowers, food for the soul. We have a few narrow beds and whiskey barrels that add color.
So what major projects went underway last year?
Well, last year we concentrated on our greenhouse. So last year we stained the greenhouse and the entry arbor after doing a thorough cleaning and reorganizing of the interior of the greenhouse. We also repaired the tomato cloche, which seems to be a yearly project with all the critters that we have, because we do face up right against the forest there. We are also able to up-pot the five blueberry bushes that we had into new, larger whiskey barrels. One of our apprentices installed a small solar panel that runs a remote water system to help get water to spaces that might be difficult to access with a hose. So that's what new things we did last year.
Are there any major projects planned for this year?
Yes, there are. This year, we're going to change things up a little bit. Every year, we have a class of apprentices that starts the Master Gardener program in late January. And then by springtime, by usually late April or May, then they come and work in the gardens. In years past, the apprentices were given the option of which beds they'd like to use, and they would choose their own project. Sometimes we could guide them along if they weren't sure quite what they wanted to do, but in general, they chose what they would like to do. This year, we have a new system that we're trying, and this year, each of the gardens will have 2 to 3 new exhibits that they're working on, and the apprentices will choose which exhibit that they want to work on. So then, along with the apprentices, there'll be a project lead that will guide them and help them, but they will be the ones mainly doing the exhibits. So the exhibits that we're going to be doing at South Beach Garden, we're going to be putting in a native garden. And so this will not be going in a raised bed like a lot of our other plants are, especially our vegetables. This is going to be going in a natural area and won't be fenced or anything like that. It may have a little bit of hardscaping in it for interest, but in general, it's going to be made to look as natural as possible. We're also putting in a small shade garden this year because we do have some shade. The trees that were planted there in 2010 were quite small when they were planted, but now, of course, they're quite large. And so we do have some areas that are too shaded to grow produce and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So we will be having an exhibit of a shade garden. And my plan is that one side of the shade garden, because there's three large bushes there that exist that are natives that the college had planted. And so we're going to use the understory area around those plants to do the shade garden. I'm hoping that one side, which is more heavily shaded, we'll be able to have a water-wise shade garden on that side. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it gets a little bit more sun because it's more at the edge of the trees. And so in that side, we'll be putting shade plants that will require more regular watering. In the native section also, to show some water-wise plants and some plants that also will require water so that people can get a feel for what they can grow if they want a water-wise garden. So then the third exhibit that we have, and it's actually not a new exhibit, it's our late winter into early spring pollinator bed. And it needs a complete rebuild, basically. The plants that we've had in there have done well, but they've completely taken over to some extent. The rosemary that's in there has great flowers for pollinators, but it's roughly half of the bed now. So that will be redesigned by a group of apprentices, probably in a lead, redesigned. They'll do research on what plants, you know, bloom that time of year. They'll have to source the plants, you know, find where can they purchase natives. And hopefully a lot of our master gardeners are interested in growing natives. And I'm hoping that some of them will have some plants that they can share with the apprentices for that. Mm-hmm. That is what's going to be happening for the new projects this year.
Exciting. So then besides those special projects, what else will be growing in the garden?
Well, along with the permanent beds, then, that will be filled with lots of flowers, there's the cloche and the other five food share beds that will be used to grow produce. One of the beds was planted with garlic last October, so we will have a 4x8 bed of garlic that will be harvested in typically late June and then cured to be ready for eating. In early June, the hardneck garlic that we grow will produce an edible flower stalk called escape, which is very delicious. Mm-hmm. The scapes are removed. It's basically an edible flower, removed from the plant once it curls over. These scapes are delicious. They have a mild garlic flavor and are used like a green onion or a chive. The cloche we planted with tomatoes and tomatillos, with plants that we have grown for the annual plant sale. This year, the Lincoln County Master Gardeners plant sale will be on May the 16th. At the Armory, right on 101 there, and the hours are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please get there early because the tomatoes go fast. In early spring, March, we will be planting a bed with snap peas, which will be supported by tea trellis along with some radishes. Green beans will go in another bed, as this is a great crop for the coast starting in mid-May. This year, we have some extra carrot seeds, so we will be planting a bed of carrots the first part of April. We are also going to try growing potatoes in potato bags this year, and we'll be starting those also in April. So lots to do in April. Mm-hmm. One of the remaining food beds will be planted with a variety of zucchini, which we're going to be also growing for the plant sale. And the last of the food beds will be planted with a second crop of green beans in June. And we also hope to grow cucumbers this year in our greenhouse.
So what events are going to be put on in the garden this year?
Well, a big focus of the Lincoln County Master Gardeners is to provide education to the public.
Absolutely.
On various gardening topics. Mm-hmm. So it's always one of our big focuses. This year, all three of our demo gardens will be teaching five classes in our new Grow Your Own series. This series is focused on growing foods for your families. The first class, which has already been held in Walport and Newport, is Understanding Seed Catalogs and Packets. Lincoln City Demo Garden will be offering this class February the 12th in the evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the college campus, so you might like to catch it there. The other four classes in the series will be Edible Garden Design, which will help you plan what you would like to grow this year in your home garden. This class will be offered on March 6th at the South Beach Garden at 3:30 to 4:30. Seed starting is the third one. We will be teaching the basics of starting your seeds ahead of planting to get a jump start on the season. This will also be a hands-on class with the participants planting some seeds into cells to take home with them. We will provide seeds, soil, and cell pots to get you started. This class is offered at the South Beach campus on April 24th from 3:30 to 4:30. Then the fourth class is planting your garden. This class will walk you through the planting basics, such as which plants are best started directly in your garden from seed and which are best started as seedlings. This will also be a hands-on class as we will be planting a couple of the food share beds in the garden. One will be direct seeding green beans and the other bed will be planted with squash plant seedlings we have raised. The fifth class is common diseases and pests in the garden. This class will be a combination of classroom and hands-on in the garden. This class will be taught by one of our certified master gardeners, Janice Smith. Janice is also good at adding a little humor to the class as well. This class is offered at South Beach Garden on July 23rd from 3:30 to 4:30. So bring your questions about problems that you may have. Then, typically in September, we will schedule an evening in the garden so that this year's apprentices and their project leads can present our new exhibits. This is always a fun event open to the public. The date will be finalized after we have met with our 2026 apprentices.
So then if people are inspired to come have a look around, when can they come visit the garden?
Well, the garden at South Beach campus is open anytime that the college is open. So Monday through Thursday during the school year, the gates open from 7:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And Fridays are a little shorter. It's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Campus is closed and the gate is locked on the weekends and also on holidays. The hours are reduced in the summer with the campus only being open Monday through Thursday. So in summer, the gate is closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The days at the garden will be manned by master gardeners this year has yet to be determined. We will set these days once we have met with our new apprentices. The public is, of course, always welcome at our gardens. Stop by and enjoy the flowers, bees, and more. There is a picnic table that makes a nice spot to enjoy a lunch outside. As this year we'll be growing a lot of food for food share, we do ask that you do not pick any plants or produce.
Perfect. Looking forward to those events. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Let's talk about seasonal gardening. When your soil is workable, it's a fine time to start asparagus, which is usually planted in the early spring. Asparagus does not like having soggy roots, so pick a spot in your garden with good drainage. If no part of your garden naturally drains well, you can grow them in raised garden beds. Asparagus likes full sunlight, and once established, doesn't want to be disturbed, so grow it in a sunny part of your garden away from any high traffic or disturbance areas, like annual beds that constantly have turnover or near foot traffic. Asparagus can be grown from seed, but it's often grown in home gardens from crowns, which are asparagus plants that are about 1 year old. Space the crowns out about a foot to a foot and a half, giving room for them to spread out over time. After planting asparagus, they cannot be harvested from during the first year, as well as ideally left alone for the second year as well, and only harvested from sparingly. It takes a long time for asparagus to get established, but if you leave them alone for several years, they will reward patient gardeners with decades of produce without any replanting. When your asparagus is old enough to harvest from, cut the spears at ground level. Large, thick asparagus will not be very tender, so once they get too big, just let them develop into large, fern-like plants, which are really pretty to look at. It's important to let some asparagus grow to develop those fronds each year so that the plant can capture energy that they need to produce more shoots again next year. Leave the large fronds on the plant until they die back in the fall, and once they have naturally died back, they can be cut down. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!